Yeah. Can we hear you now?
No. Yes.
Here we go. We can hear you now. DJ Schutz, thanks for the transition out. Appreciate that. It is 4 o'clock-ish, top of the hour, as they say in Radio Land, and you are listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ, and Anahola K284AL Haleiwa. Thanks so much for this out-of-the-box special coming your way. Just want to let you know, this out-of-the-box special is made possible by the good folks at Kalaheo Chiropractic and Ching Yung Village. Just so that you know, you are listening to Kauai Community Radio, 90.9 FM Honolulu, 91.9 FM Islandwide, 92.7 Anahola Mulawa'a at 104.7 on the gathering place of Oahu, 95.1 on the cable dial. DJ Schutz, whoo, mahalo's brother for that one.
This is Ron Wiley, KKCR Honolulu, and KAQA Kilauea. Kauai Community Radio.
Drive safe, my brother. DJ Schutz out the door as we speak. And again, like I said, this out-of-the-box special is made possible by the good folks at Kalaheo Chiropractic and Ching Yung Village.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Ching Yung Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Ching Yung, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
That's right. Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. One more top of the hour messages you need to hear from me now.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
There we go. The views and opinions. And that's what this Out of the Box show is about, views and opinions. We are going to be sharing some views and opinions with you, the listeners, and you, the caller. If you want to join this conversation at any time, please give us a call, 826-7771. That's the in-studio line. I am flying solo here at the control board, but that's all right because I'm joined just across the way, across the aisle, my good friend Mickey Suskin. Mickey,
hello, everybody.
There we go, sounding good. And Mickey is one of the members of the CAB, the Community Advisory Board.
I am the chair, currently the chair.
You are the active chair.
And this is
chair.
Very nice for you to invite me in because I don't have to be responsible for this program.
Because on the last Monday of the month, you are responsible
for
the program.
And it's good. It's good. It's just nice to be in here and not be responsible, too.
There we go. I will be responsible, and I take responsibility for inviting you here today so we can talk about a number of things related to our beautiful radio station, the Gem of the Pacific. KKCR.
And let me say, before we start talking, mm-hmm. that I will have two voices, okay?
Thanks for that disclaimer.
That'll be the disclaimer. So one will be just as me, an individual, but the other voice is as the CAB chair for anybody that wants to talk about what we do. And when we act as the Community Advisory Board, we vote. Well, we come to consensus. It's not an individual's point of view. It's a group point of view, and we're trying to represent everybody, the community on the island here. But we all have our own opinions and our own feelings and our own biases, of course.
There we go. That's what we bring. That's, if you will, part of our baggage. Some of us travel a little bit lighter than others. Some of us are burdened with excess baggage.
But we all have a bias, right?
We all do. I should say, I certainly do. I shouldn't speak for others.
And that's why we like the facts. That's why we appreciate KKCR so much, because we kind of get at the facts. We kind of a little bit scientific about things.
Can be
at times.
We like to
verify
mm-hmm.
and repeat. Repeatability and verification.
There we go. We spoke a little bit on the drive up. Integrity. that the information or the entertainment speaks of integrity.
Well, I also think that, generally speaking, most of the people involved with KKCR really do believe in the mission of trying to educate and inform and get at the facts, you know.
Well, with that, I'm going to play something here off this because it's already queued up, if you will. And there's a couple that will tie into our conversation with the Community Advisory Board as well as the Kekahu Board of Directors, Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors and Station Management and us volunteers. So this is what I wanted to play.
Aloha, KKCR Ohana. Kauai Community Radio is constantly evolving. In January, we will begin the 2016 KKCR Strategic Plan and you are invited. In a series of public meetings, group discussions, collaborative workshops, and awesome station parties, we will review and rededicate ourselves to the future of Kauai Community Radio. Please get involved in the future of your radio station by emailing strategicplan@kkcr.org and stay tuned for more updates about the KKCR Strategic Plan and mahalo for your participation.
Right on, mahalo for your participation, asking for your involvement in your community radio station. And that's part of the reason why I invited you, Mickey, because the Community Advisory Board, tell our listeners a little bit about the Community Advisory Board, what they do.
Well, we're part of the main reason why we exist is because of the support and funding we get from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to have a Community Advisory Board for a radio station here. And we solicit feedback, comments, positive, negative, try to channel people who want to be involved to volunteer here, to have programs, be engineers. We have a lot of opportunities to volunteer. We try to sort through things and either make recommendations for the people that show up at the meetings or on the cab show for the board, and that includes the staff. And our organization is growing now, and I think it's fair to say we're not playing radio here. This is serious. I mean, we have to have some humor and some theater about it, of course, but this is pretty serious what we're doing here. We're changing the world. There's no denying at this point we've been on the air for our
19 years.
Yeah. So there's no denying that we're part of progressive movement for changing things for the better,
mm-hmm.
In terms of educating and communicating and mm-hmm. informing the community. So, you know, we have to update our own procedures and our own policies and where we are. And that's what we're doing with this update with the strategic plan. And the Community Advisory Board has a meeting twice a year at different locations on the island. And we are open for new members now.
Doing some active recruiting.
That's
part of the process
today. We are welcoming anybody who's interested to get a hold of us. There's a link on the website. And come to a meeting or come into the cab show if you have something you want to talk about.
And that's the fifth Monday of whatever month.
Whenever there's a fifth Monday of the month. Right.
So the next cab
show will be the end of August.
Uh-huh.
And, we have some interesting people. And we have some new prospects coming in.
Now, did you mention a little bit or speak about the role that the Community Advisory Board plays regarding our, connection or our agreement with the Center for Corporation for Public Broadcasting? Isn't there a mandate that says for us to receive funds or funding that we need to have a Community Advisory
right,
Board?
Right, that's what I did mention that, I think, but that's definitely why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of it may be a requirement of our funding, but also it has the effect of elevating us to a distinguished status.
Mm-hmm.
Our connection with the community and our ties with the community and our ability to communicate that to the board and the staff. We're a living organization. We're a growing organization, and we're dedicated to communicating and transparency and being fair and pono And that, in fact, that's what we've been doing the last few years since we started the first strategic plan. We've been trying to get all of our policies written. There were really not a lot of written policies many of the years we were on the air here. We're a work in progress, like I said, and, you know, we're in uncharted territory. We have the other community radio stations, and we have the national organizations, but generally speaking, we're in uncharted territory. We're pioneers at what we're doing here. And, you know, we make mistakes, but we have the desire to make progress, too, for the greater good. And we can talk about the greater good.
Let's do that. I'm going to play this one off the cart, too, because, again, we're in a place of activity, in a place of wanting feedback. And how do we kind of get that? So we get that from you, the listener, you, the concerned member of our community, you, the subscriber or the patron of Kauai Community Radio. We just were done with our spring membership fund drive. We have 170-plus new members and $65,000 to help us continue to do the good work that we're trying to do. So that's feedback for us, and we appreciate that. I want to mahalo all of you that have been part of the KKCR Ohana. I'm a newcomer, but some of the folks that are involved here have been from the beginning, and it's impressive to... Yeah, just see the progress being made, and I'm gonna just play this, and we'll carry on with the discussion with Mickey, the chair of the Community Advisory Board, and just this coming from KKCR and the management of our station.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
We are talking about Kauai Community Radio. I have Mickey Sussman from, did I get your last name right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who has been, how long have you been involved with KKCR?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
But
I am a founding member.
Uh-huh.
I'm a founding member. And I've been involved with the KKCR Community Advisory Board for a while. In fact, I will acknowledge who got me into this. Our special person who just left us, Carol Bain, was
uh-huh.
the one who asked me to be involved in the Community Advisory Board.
Right on. And
I'm grateful that she did. No complaints. And also want to give a hello to Ed, if you're listening. And also want to thank the Kekahu Foundation presented, and Fred Dente presented a kind of a beautiful tribute to Carol for all the work that she's done and all the involvement that she's been in many, many years. And we're all really going to miss her. We do already. But... that's why our work is so important. You know, our work is the legacy that we leave behind. You know, it's like planting trees, you know.
There we go. And you know what? I do just want to share what Fred did, write and share at Carol's memorial service there last Friday at the Veterans Center. This was by Fred Dente, and he presented this on behalf of the Kekahu Foundation and the KKCR board. Aloha, it's great to be with you all today. My name is Fred Dente. I'm married to Marge Dente. I'm a founder and original board member of the Kekahu Foundation, which is the governing board of KKCR FM, Kauai Community Radio. And on behalf of the KF board, I am here to honor some of Carol Bain's many contributions to KKCR and the Kekahu Foundation. Two nights ago, the current sitting board of directors asked me to convey their heartfelt love and gratitude for Carol's founding contributions and for her ongoing influence in the governance and community involvement at the station. I will also add a few of my personal reflections of our dear sister, friend, and fellow activist and teacher, Carol Bain. In early 1993, Carol and Janet Planet Friend Newman, another dearly departed sister, who was the main driving force in the founding of our station, wrote our first startup grant through the Kauai Community College Small Business and Development Center. It enabled Janet to go to Washington, D.C. to apply for and to get our FCC license, which we did in 1994. We went on the air in the summer of 1997. Next year, we'll celebrate 20 years on the air. As far as starting a radio station, Carol and her husband, Ed Cole, were our most knowledgeable volunteers. They were so valuable to our efforts to build the real structure of our dream. Carol really loved the idea of starting a community radio station. Before the modern internet and iPhones and all that digital world became reality, Carol created an amazing analog background in various media forms and communication skills and formal education and practical knowledge of the institutional rules and regulations and protocols of various media production, Robert's Rules of Order, corporate bylaws and incorporating documents, nonprofit law, IRS requirements, FCC, Hawaii Department of Consumer Affairs, etc., etc. The leadership and knowledge and support of democracy and democratic principles made Carol and Ed our go-to people for research, education, and guidance in our steering committee, our governance model in the beginning and afterwards, and our programming, especially during the crucial and sometimes contentious and difficult early years. Just recently, since we are updating our long-range strategic plan, I conferred with Carol on her opinion of my proposed changes in our cornerstone mission statement, to which I got a very clear and supportive response, which enabled me to go forward confidently to our strategic plan committee. Some of my personal reflections are, I'm a U.S. military veteran, and no matter what my politics may be, I'm proud to be speaking in this hall for my friend Carol Bain and to give support to my friend and fellow veteran Ed Cole and to Carol's family. Carol was in a very active member of the League of Women Voters and KKCR-FM, two of the most democratic institutions of Kauai. Carol was an earth mother, smiling, always smiling, even when the rest of us were in turmoil. A voice of reason and calm, defender of women's rights, human rights, and a hero and champion of democracy, specifically direct democracy, and transparency and accountability in our community and our institutions. I was so amazed by how many skills and disciplines and subjects she learned about or knew about, and she was an educated and dedicated student and teacher of many media and communication education tools, and she used those tools for the common good. She and Ed made many educational and entertaining video documentaries and activist films and audio recordings. I had the honor and privilege of helping Carol to produce a spoken word series of interviews with Kauai leaders of the Hawaiian independence movement, Butch Kekahu, Henry Smith, Kahali Smith, Michael and Sandra Grace, and others. I admired Carol and Ed as revolutionaries in the best sense of that word. Carol was a Renaissance woman. A long time ago, she became an empowered woman with a mission to make this world, this better world for all of us. Going forward, as a human being on this planet, we all need many more enlightened women like Carol Bain if we are to have that bright future. Today and beyond, we joyfully celebrate Carol's beautiful spirit and soul and her many accomplishments. Mahalo nui loa.
Thank you, Fred.
Fred Dente. So, yeah, mahalo, Fred, for writing that and representing the board of directors of the Kekahu Foundation. And again, condolences to Ed and her family for, you know, a tragic loss to obviously a great woman, a woman that contributed in many different ways to the betterment of our community. So it's individuals like Carol that help push it uphill for a small organization like the Kekahu Foundation and Kauai Community Radio. We're not blessed with significant and deep pockets, but we are blessed with a very diverse and broad base of support for this community radio station.
And what we're doing is for the good of everybody. And that's really what we're blessed with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Pono with Kauai.
There we go. So,
so anybody that's this sounds exciting to, please take a step here or there forward.
You are
not
welcome
backward.
To call this station at the moment, 826-7771, for engaging the host, myself, Jimmy Trujillo, and my guest, Mickey Sussman from the Community Advisory Board. We are talking about, Donovan Kabibi was just right in here. What's today's topic? And it's right now sharing the love for KKCR and acknowledging that it takes a village to keep a radio station on the air.
And I think, too, it's important for us to realize, again, I'm talking as an individual now, that how important it is for KKCR just to exist. We really are a major force for good on the island here. You know, of course, we make mistakes. But let's just say that a number of those of us think twice about doing what they might do. Because KKCR exists, we have the ability to broadcast information, and that didn't exist before we came here, before we started the station. We got a telephone call. Anybody else that's interested in calling, please make yourself known.
And I do have a caller right now, so I want to make sure I got the right buttons pushed. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Do I need to turn my radio off?
Probably, yeah.
There we go. And thanks for calling. Appreciate that.
Still there?
I hear some noise back there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carol Bain, yes, she always had a smile on her face, but I was really sad that she backed smart meters for KIUC. And Saturday, between 10 and 12, there's going to be a drum-in festival flag-raising awareness for RIMPAC in front of Safeway, Kapa'a.
That's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday. Please bring your percussion, bring your voice, bring your aloha, bring your spirit of enough already on the RIMPAC.
Well, for those who might not know what RIMPAC is or anybody that's listening off-island, we might want to define what RIMPAC is.
War games in the Pacific. How many nations this year? 27?
Yeah, this is beyond even war games.
Nations that, is it North or South Korea? China for the first time. New Zealand, Australia.
Right, South Korea and China, right.
Yeah, so it, they play war games. They take a lot of kill.
And they make a lot of money.
Cetaceans will,
And our economy has been hijacked.
It feeds the war machine.
Right.
It feeds the war machine.
Complex. Right.
So now let's hear it again. This is going to be Saturday at what time?
Between 10 and 12.
Okay, so in the middle of the morning, if you will, before noon, 10 to 12, bring a percussion or a loud banging.
Yeah, bring your body. It's like, we don't want GMO, and we don't want RIMPAC, and we want peace on the island, and it's not happening with this military involvement.
Yeah. Now, let me just ask, probe a little bit more about your issues with RIMPAC. Is it mostly the,
perpetuation? It's the EMF.
Oh, okay.
I do believe the island's being killed, the ocean is being killed. Water is such a good carrier for electromagnetic frequency, and yes, the war machine has the capabilities to implode submarines underwater, and there's big money in this technology, and there's companies making a lot of money off of it.
Well, it seems like that's what RIMPAC does, right? It showcases the newest and the latest.
Yes, it's a trade show.
It's a trade show, and a military trade show.
There's our health care, and there's our education.
Right, and so...
Well, more importantly, there goes our ocean.
Right, there's
there goes our ocean.
Right.
I mean, last year with the whale, they did the autopsy. You have to have the brain within 3 hours to know if it really was an electromagnetic. But the bleeding in the ear is consistent with sound pain, which sound pain, heat... burning, why did people jump out of the Twin Towers?
Right.
Why did the Twin Towers get powderized? What is this technology doing? Is there a tunnel? Yes, in the west side, that semis can pass one another?
Well, I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
On the down low, QT, people that have worked there, that work there no longer, will tell stories. Yes.
And again, you know, the opposition or the resistance to that, because it represents, you know, just a
It is a health hazard. how many heart attacks. There was a record number of men, ladies too, having heart attacks last year. All the fish jumping out of the ocean at once, they want out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And the big battleships on the horizon and fishermen's stories and, from RIMPAC. I made a vow I would not be around here for RIMPAC anymore, but it's really hard when this is my home.
Right.
And the towers.
And it happens every other year.
They probably do it 24/7 with the submarine stuff that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just the trade show.
But the process, certainly, Mililii, Nukualolo, the reefs are not what they were. Not what they were. And how can we build this as the Garden Island and Oak tourists? By the way, please come because we're so gorgeous. But we're really disintegrating the coral and blowing the whales up. And I'm not particularly a whale person. I don't study their roots. But I understand that this year didn't happen like last year and it didn't happen like the year before, where you used to be able to sight whales at the first of the season coming through.
Right.
Well, it's a different pattern now, I do believe. Tell me if I'm wrong. People call on that one, but they're being diverted by the war games. RIMPAC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We do not need RIMPAC.
Well, I think, I mean, this is, and maybe an Akamai listener out there who has the information at their fingertip, and certainly by the end of the show we might be able to, but I think there's a showing of a movie, Sonic Seas, tonight at the Koloa Neighborhood Center, and then tomorrow that movie's going to be shown elsewhere. We'll try to find that.
Yes.
Are you a member of the Oceans for Peace Coalition, or have you been attending any of their
I drum
events?
With them.
You drum with them?
I drum with them. I believe in their cause.
Right. And are they kind of spearheading this Saturday's action at the the Kapaw Safeway from 10 to noon, 2 hours of good solid drumming.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring drums, signs.
Jimmy, we take one steel guitar.
There we go. We'll bang that too.
And ukuleles. We take anything.
Just come.
Just spread the awareness of what RIMPAC is. And you know what? Yeah, the elective officers that front the money for that and other things mm-hmm. that we don't really want, need, or desire. It's not so much that. Is that people are next-door neighbors and married to and cousins of people that make their paycheck off of RIMPAC. I dated a guy that worked for an industry that just wiring on boats. Yeah, sure, big money in that.
Mm-hmm.
Just subcontracted out.
Mm-hmm.
And these are neighbors. These are island people. These are local boys.
Let me ask you this. Do you see any connection between free medical coverage for Islanders and RIMPAC?
You mean the...
Tropicare.
The cruise control? What's the happy campers out there? Medics?
Right.
What do they call that thing?
Tropicare.
Yeah, Tropicare. It should be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. And I don't know who's footing the bill on that. It could be...
The taxpayers, I bet.
Federal. I think it's federal.
Right.
But yeah, just make nice happy and get people to forget. And oh yeah, they show up, but good things show up at this. It's all timing. Yeah, I definitely believe there's a.
Well, I think that, you know, if I can just say that I think really what we can do about it is just reflect on it ourselves and decide what our personal politics are about this whole thing. Because there's things we can do about it right now. You know, may not stop it right now, but there's things we can do to contribute to stopping it right now.
Yes, anything.
And that's what we all have to do. Well, and that's what KKCR really is. That's our mission, by educating people with the facts and really, you know, what's provable and repeatable. We're undermining hopelessness. And if we undermine hopelessness, then, you know, we win right there. You know, we're always going to, the dark side is always going to be there. But, you know, I think, for me, that's the peace that I've found in it. I understand all these terrible things going on. But at the same time, I've decided in my own life certain things that I'm not willing to do that make me feel good enough about what I do and try to do the good things and strike when I can. And then the rest, I have to accept some of these things that I can't do anything about. You know, it's just my personal take on it. And but that's how I found some peace, and that's why I'm involved with KKCR. And by getting involved, that's what it is too. By getting involved with something, you become, you reclaim your birthright. You reclaim, you know, your existence instead of surrendering it. You know, so that's really, you know, something for everybody to think about, you know. Even the simplest thing of voting. That's why Bernie Sanders got as far as he did. Because so many people, you know, have had it.
Well, thank you for this time on the air. It's Saturday, 10 to 12, in a safe way.
And that's something that you can do. So thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Another caller?
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah. I just caught the tail end of your conversation and about the education part. I don't know how many people know this, but back in April, if you'll look at HawaiianKingdom.org, to the weblog on the top right, the International Criminal Court accepted the case for war crimes in Hawaii for pillaging and looting, which includes 200 miles around our island. So I just want to put that bug in everybody's ear in case they missed the memo.
Well, I want to ask you, caller, this was something I was thinking of asking the previous caller, because we were talking about RIMPAC and we're talking about the military's biannual trade show off the coast of Kauai. What do you see in regards to the reinstatement of the Hawaiian nation? How does that affect RIMPAC? Do you think that it would continue, or do you think that it would cease to occur with the frequency that it does?
Well, I think that that we've been led to believe that we should be all afraid of all these other countries that are in our waters right now, who may or may not know that we still have treaties of friendship with them. Mm-hmm. And there they are practicing war without our permission. And the illegal occupier over on the west side is the leader of the pack, shall we say. So there you have it. So I don't know that it would continue, because everybody loves Hawaii, and I'm sure they'd all want to protect that.
Yeah, I was speaking with someone earlier today about that, and the suggestion was made that, you know, if we support sovereignty and we help the Hawaiian nationals regain their country and their sovereign rights, that we would be able to evict the if you will, occupying forces.
Absolutely. And if you look in the water, you'll see who doesn't want peace. And if you look around yourselves, we all want peace, and there's more of us. Last time I checked.
You speak for yourself.
Let's hope. Let's hope that there are more of us.
I think it's a little more complex than that. I think we got a lot of buy-in here.
A big blackout right now, too. I think more of the world is aware of this than we are in the middle of the forest that can't see the trees.
And we'll talk a little bit about this later on in the show, but, you know, having the ability to have that perspective be on the airwaves.
Yeah.
That's a crucial thing, in my opinion. What KKCR offers is the viewpoint that is, if you will, subjugated by the mass or the mainstream media. And
well, can you look and tell me how many countries are listening right now?
There we go. We'll let me hit the right button. I'm not.
You can find some.
Right here.
You can find
here
some.
We go. Just like that. So We got 43 listeners that aren't here. Most of them are from America, but we do have some Japanese listeners. So mahalo for that. We have some folks down in Aotearoa from Christchurch. People in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Kailua, Wailuku. Yeah, that's it right now. So we're looking
All right. Well, thank you for checking.
New Zealand, Japan, and the United States, and then occupied Hawaii. We get folks in Waimea that are listening, Kailua Kona that are listening, Honolulu.
I did have an opportunity to educate some of the Tropicare people while I was out and about last week,
mm-hmm.
and they were taking notes. So I was telling them that we hope next time they're able to honor their oath or whatever, you know, their protect and service. But how can they do that if they don't have the information?
Yeah, that's it. And I look forward to Kaiulani being back on the air, and she can talk
about
the Red Ribbon Tour that will be happening, the Red Ribbon Tour that she, Liko Martin, others that were involved in on the mainland and presenting information from Queen Liliuokalani. That would be very good information to share and hear, and look forward to the return of Kaiulani here in the booth.
I'm sure we'll hear about it. I know that Alani and Liko are going to be performing in San Francisco or Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to come straight over to Oahu to the palace, where they're going to be doing some things over there.
So on Monday there's going to be a big rally at the palace.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. And I do appreciate you bringing up the issue regarding, tell us again the website that, folks can get more information about the,
all the illegal occupation and the fact that we have our case now in front of the International Criminal Court. You mean that website?
Yeah, yes. That website, yeah.
That would be hawaiiankingdom.org. And the top right, there's the weblog.
Well, thank you very much.
April, I want to ask. I want
a formal writing where they posted about that.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be fairly familiar with what's going on around here, contemporary. Do you think the Aloha sovereignty movement has morphed or joining into the Aloha Aina movement?
Well, I don't think it's a movement.
Which?
I don't think we should even really give it a name. It's just people waking up to the truth, and
right.
I think that's happening all over the place. And I think that, you know, let's just call it what it is. You know, here we are, all in the same canoe.
It's just that some people consider it a Loa Aina movement. A lot of people from the original sovereignty movement have
not really a movement.
Kind of morphed into that, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, that's sort of a Western way of thinking about it, but it is what it is, and it's just a matter of knowing what it is so that you can have the proper perspective. You can't do that without knowing what, you know, the truth is and having all the facts in front of you.
Well, I agree.
And that's where you can find most, if not all of it.
Well, good. And I'd also like to encourage everybody to be aware of the our court case was streamed live with three justices from the Ninth Circuit. And it's another interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we may end up making precedent. It was interesting to note at one point the three justices got dead silent.
Well, tell me about this. I hadn't heard about this one.
Well, I can give you a little bit of a report because I was watching it at a friend's house to stream, and there was the county. I saw some. I didn't see all of it. I saw the county guy that they hired instead of Terry Tico, who they declared was not qualified.
They
hired Minkin, I think is his name.
Yeah, so they hired this one guy, and he talked first, and he was okay, but I wasn't that impressed with him. I'm used to lawyers with teeth. And let me finish first. And
okay.
then what they had on was he gave half of his time, there was a certain amount of time, he gave half of it to
Paul Achitoff.
Yeah, Paul from the Center for, he's from the Earth Trust.
Earth Justice.
That's
who was a intervener mm-hmm. for Surfrider.
Uh-huh.
And the county.
Yeah,
and the county. And he did pretty good. Paul did a little bit better.
And
then, wait, let me finish now. I got more. And then they had on, I don't know where he came from, but he showed up with his teeth, Andy Kimbrell.
Yeah.
Who was our main, he's our main man. Yeah. And he showed up, and he was real good.
Excellent.
And he, in fact, he was so good that that's when the silence started.
Yeah.
And then, wait, I've still got more. It gets better. Then they had on the guy who was representing the seed companies, and they had on this Marjorie Bronster.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, and he talked, you know, this is my interpretation and my bias. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
he talked for a while, not the cab. He talked for a while and, you know, he was real aggressive and real, you know, professional about being aggressive, but he didn't have much to say. And then they called Marjorie Bronster up, and Marjorie Bronster came up and started reading what she claimed was a statute.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a rebuttal, right? And so the guy that the county hired got up and said, well, I'm going to read you the rest of the statute now that she didn't read you.
And wow. Now you know the rest of the story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call disinformation.
Yeah, well, here's
and that's
more.
What we don't do here at KCR. That's what we don't want to
well,
do here
try
at KCR.
Not to.
We aspire not to, and we do less of it than anybody else. But anyway,
okay. Well, hold on, Mickey, because she's got something she wants to say.
Okay, well, that's about it. That's about all I have to say, and that it was a little bit impressive that you know the lawyers did what they did, and then the silence happened. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to share that you know since we don't have any courts of. Competent jurisdiction, as you will find out when you peruse that site that I gave you. Stop and think for a moment. The illegal occupier, the British authority of rule, the bar, the lawyers. There was a treaty for that bar and a treaty for the IRS that are separate. And that treaty expired in 1947. So I just want you to think about that for a minute because once you start learning how these laws work with international law, common law, United States law, which incidentally can't be imposed beyond 3 miles of their continent, and the fact that we have our own laws and how those all work together, you'll see just how disinformed everybody is because if they knew even the slightest bit of any of this, you know, things would start moving in a different direction. And it's really important that people understand that, and that's where you can find a lot of this information at HawaiianKingdom.org.
Well, right. Thanks for that.
Thank you for the
really
website.
Appreciate your mana'o sharing with us. And
you know, all the judges here in Hawaii were served 2 summers ago, and it was publicized. For they were served warrants for war crimes at the international level, and the list in the article that was published on April the 6th has a nice little list after it that's numbered. So pay special attention to number 23 and number 46. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, there you go. And just wanted to let you and listeners know that if you want to bring your drum, if you want to stand together with others who are feeling that this RIMPAC impact is just a little bit too much, from 10 to noon at the Kapaa Safeway stoplight right there in front of the big hotel in Kapaa Town, bring your drum, bring your friend, bring your friend's drum, and get on board.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Aloha.
We're going to do this because it's about that time to play one of these. What? How come? There we go.
Attention recyclers. Beginning June 1st, Kauai residents and businesses can recycle their electronic waste free of charge 6 days a week. E-waste will be accepted at the Puhi Metals Recycling Center Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Puhi Metals is located at 3951 Puhi Road, about a mile from the intersection of Kaumualii Highway. Acceptable e-waste includes computers and accessories, televisions, printers, office equipment, audio and video equipment, and handheld devices. All brands of e-waste will be accepted free of charge with no quantity limit. Services are provided by Resource Recovery Solutions, and e-waste is shipped for recycling to IMS Electronics Recycling in Washington. For more information, call the County Recycling Office at 241-4841, 241-4841, or visit our website at kauai.gov/e-waste, kauai.gov/e-waste. Help keep our garden aisle green. Recycle your e-waste.
Aloha, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. As a beacon of free speech, KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the island since 1997. KKCR brings you Hawaiian culture and music, independent voices and choices like Democracy Now!, otherwise shut out from the corporate media. During this program, please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you and become a sustaining member. Your monthly support at any level will pay dividends all year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
This is Ron Wiley, KKCR, Hanalei. And KAQA Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio.
Right on. Thank you, Ron Wiley, for sharing your love for Kauai Community Radio. That's right. Kauai Community Radio, the station loves you. We are still in the first hour of our two-hour Thursday afternoon talk story session. It's a program of public affairs program that is one of several. We have a number of talk story programs from Hawaiian issues that you can hear on Saturday afternoons with Heilani and Cousin Randy. Also on Mondays, a new show that Donovan Kabibi hosts. It is, I want to say it's the third Monday in the noontime hour. I'll have to find out. He was just in, so we'll get some clarification on that, a new show, as well as a number of shows on Mondays in the afternoon with the Monday Mix Plate that often rotates between the Kauai Earth Connection, which is the third Monday of the month, as well as Living Sovereign. Living Sovereign is the first Monday of the month with Auntie Nani Rogers. I'm trying to think of the second Monday of the month. I'm not sure who is now on with that show. It used to be a youth-focused program. Bioneers is often found on our Monday Mix Plate menu, but it is a tape show that isn't live radio like this. Tuesday afternoons, you'll hear Felicia here from 4 to 6, and she's hosting the Kauai Soapbox following that wonderful variety show, 2 p.m. on Tuesday, one of my favorite days for KKCR music, with the sometimes alarmist bluegrass music advocacy show. And Wednesday with Songs of Sovereignty with Kaiulani and Brother Donovan also takes the helm there. Oftentimes where you will get a chance to hear the latest, what's going on. And the noon hour also is a public affairs program with our In the Garden on the Farm conversation, the talk story session with Paul and Robin about good things growing in your garden. We're here on a Thursday with the Out of the Box special. I've got Community Advisory Board Chair Mickey Sussman, and we're talking about the Community Advisory Board. We've been talking about KKCR in general, and you, the listener, provide so much of our content. I think last week we got a call in the middle of our show with a candidate for county prosecutor Lisa Aaron. We got a call from Ed Justice. Ed Justice is a former council candidate. He is a current member of the Charter Review Commission, and he's also a business person, community member on the west side. He has a bookstore in Hanapepe and has some concerns regarding a new piece of legislation that was being yesterday, I think, introduced in this this bill. Essentially wants to regulate vendors on county roads and regulate people being able to set up shops, if you will, temporary shops at street celebrations like Kapaa Art Night on the first Saturday of every month, or Kilauea's Art Night, which I think is the last Saturday of the month. Obviously, the Friday night Art Night in Hanapepe Town would be affected by this legislation. And so from what I understood from Ed, was that the new legislation would create additional regulations, that there already are regulations, they're just not being enforced, but it would require a vendor to get a permit. It would allow the organizers of these street fests to apply for a blanket permit and then be able to charge a little bit. The permit would cost money, so it's a way for the county to generate revenue, and would also I guess add a little bit of a management or regulatory aspect to what now is just kind of happenstance, willy-nilly. People show up, they throw out their tables, put up a tent, and are open for business. A lot of people would suggest that's a fine way to do business. If you have something, a good or a service that you'd like to share with others, go ahead and put it out there on the street and let people come by and have at it.
I'm glad I don't have to make the decision on that one.
Oh, there you go. So that bill, I guess, I could do a little research to find out the exact number of it, was heard yesterday in council, and they, I believe, deferred it. So they've heard it. It's been kind of brought in to the council, and now they're going to deliberate it in the future. So no action was taken. And we do have a phone call, so I might just wait for that. And mahalo for the volunteer that just stepped in to answer phone calls. Appreciate that. Right, on caller, you are on the air.
Hey, just really quick, I'm calling you back because I heard what you were talking about with the permits and the vendors and all that.
Yeah, stuff. No worries.
That is a great example of pillaging, looting, at fraud at its very best.
Okay.
That's why the fake state is doing it. All the fake counties are corporations, and they're doing it. So anyone that involves themselves in that is also contributing to that crime. And I just wanted to interject that and carry on. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your two cents, if you will. No business pun intended. But that's one of the things that when I first moved here some 17 years ago, I knew nothing about. I knew nothing about the overthrow. I knew nothing about the injustice. I knew nothing about what the deceit and what's that word?
The stink.
The stink. Yeah,
okay. It sure stunk, though. I can tell you that.
Right? Yeah. That there was something pilau that happened in January of 1893.
I just remember there was pretty much, when I came here, I think it was 72 or something, there was pretty much one person I could talk to about any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know nothing about it, but I could tell it stunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm going to say his name now, and I consider him one of my mentors. And I was really lucky to know the guy and meet the guy a little bit. Joseph Manini.
Uncle Joe.
He passed away a while ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he was involved for many, many years. In fact, I think he was the one that was involved in the lawsuit that established our water as a public trust.
Oh, wow.
With Gay and Robinson.
That's
and the plantations. You know, and he was one of the few that knew what was going on. Bless you, Joe.
Wherever you may be. So we are almost there to the top of the hour. It is approximately 4:55. I have, because of what we were just talking about, it's a little rocking number by a woman named Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And no, this is kind of like Dove's Evolve and his evolutionary music that will be coming on at 6 o'clock. I don't know what I'm going to play. When I come into the station, I just don't know what I'm going to play. But this one seemed to be apropos when we were talking about RIMPAC and all that good stuff. So one from the vault, as Red Book would say, scraping the back hall walls of that archive. And he knows Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Here we go.
Gonna lay down my heavy load.
Down by the riverside.
Oh, yeah.
Down by the riverside.
You know.
Down by the riverside.
Gonna lay down my heavy load.
Down by the riverside. You said it.
Oh, loving mother.
Come by the riverside.
I said,
come by the riverside.
Hear me talking.
Come by the riverside.
Don't you know I want to meet my loving mother?
Come by the riverside.
Two friends.
Go, little Rosetta Tharpe. She's
very cool.
We were enjoying that
very
on YouTube.
Cool.
So if you want to check out some more by Sister Rosetta Tharpe, just go on YouTube. You're going to find a whole, okay, what would you say, a buttload of music on there. And that's a kind of crude term, but oh, I was impressed the first time I saw her. So we're back in the studio here. It is just about the time where I got to go like this.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
This is Pierce Brosnan. This is Pierce Brosnan. This, it is. It's me, KKCR, wishing you a great day.
There we go. I want to let you know that
that's the first time I heard that.
This out of the box special is made possible by the good folks at Hawaii Life, Tahiti Nui, and Compassionate Care Kauai.
Neil Norman represents buyers and sellers of properties throughout the Hawaiian Islands. Neil is grateful for Hawaii's continued embrace, supports organic farming, beekeeping, and sustainable agriculture, and stands with KKCR on its mission to provide a much-needed voice and forum for Hawaii's diversity of cultures. Mahalo.
Yes.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
Right on. Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And it is 5 o'clock. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, and K224CQ in Anohola, K284AL in Haleiwa, 90.9 FM Hanalei, 91.9 island-wide, 92.7 in Anohola, Moloa'a, and 104.7 FM on Oahu. And if you're streaming worldwide at www.kkcr.org, mahalos for that. We are global, and I do want to play this because it's that time of the hour.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
There we go. We are in the last bit of the show. 1 hour, Mickey. Thank you for being my guest.
2 hours is a long time.
2 hours really? Is a long time. So we're going to play a little bit more. Sister Rosetta Tharpe for you. This is called Up Above My Head. Hope you enjoy it. Got to press the right button. Oh, wrong mouse. Sorry about that, guys.
I hear music in the air. Up above my head. There is music in the air. Up above my head. Music in the air. And I really do believe joy somewhere. All in my room. Music everywhere. All in my home. Music in the air. Up above my head. That is music in the air. Well, 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 I really do believe joy somewhere. Up above my head. Music in the air. Music in the air. Up above my head. There is music in the air. Up above my head. There is music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy somewhere. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
There we go. Some more of that good stuff. We got a caller on the air. Caller, you are live on the air. Did I get you? Just like that? Oh, you hung up on me. Call back if you like. We'll take your call now with Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She's a rock and roll woman from a while back.
Am I on now? Yeah. I just want to say this is so totally cool to look at this on YouTube. You know, but the reason why is because you can see what she's playing.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, that doesn't make for great radio, but it makes for good viewing.
Yeah, but we
sure.
know the sound.
Yeah, we do.
We recognize
when
the sound.
There's music
of what
in the air
playing.
And music everywhere makes me happy. makes me glad. That's it. Talk about it. So, caller, I'm sorry about that. I hit the wrong number. My fat fingers got in the way. So give us a call back at 826-7771. We'll bring you right back up. We've got, an open forum today. We have talk shows all the time.
And you know what else we should say, too, that whatever's going on with Yolani, and, you know, I don't really know the details, but I do know that we have a pretty sophisticated process in place for any kind of
fact-finding,
whatever we need to do, and for our listeners to know that, you know, this stuff is being monitored and with the intention to be fair and to be Pono.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that goes on like this, you know, or anything that any misunderstandings or whatever
right.
between anybody, We have processes for monitoring this stuff and, you know, examining it and trying to come up with a fair outcome. Because the main reason why is if we can learn to be fair in what we do, which is a learning process, then we can demand fairness from all else.
There we go.
And that's what I wanted to say, too, to the caller that called, you know. Please don't be depressed about, you know, these terrible things that are happening, because there's a lot of good happening, too.
Amen. And check this out. For folks who weren't here during the first hour,
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
There we go. And I appreciate you saying that, Mickey, in regards to, you know, the process that's in place for us to kind of gauge the standards, to gauge the quality, you know, back to what we were talking about earlier about having integrity, to make sure that what we're providing our listeners, whether it's at 10 o'clock at night and nobody's listening, but we know somebody's listening at 10 o'clock, or if it's at 8:30 in the morning.
All the stuff is archived, for one thing. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is we are doing program evaluations now, our programming committee, and anybody's welcome to do one. So if somebody is listening to something and they want to do an evaluation, there's a form available. You can get through the website. And if you want to document anything that you like or don't like, or you think should be different, or, you know, whatever.
And
it is.
That's the key part. That's really what I want to try to emphasize, is that it's you, the listener, that has the opportunity to make a difference, to whether it's making a contribution to our $65,000 pot of operating funds, or it's the 173 new members. You could be the next new member or be a long-time sustaining member. But your contribution, whether it's financial or it's just coming to the station to volunteer and help out, or calling in at 826-7771, share your mana'o about what you think is important about having KKCR on the airways, or what you think would be important for KKCR to try to cover, to try to shed a little bit of light on or add some additional perspective to. This is why this radio station exists.
It all makes a difference. It all helps.
Mm-hmm. And you brought up Kaiulani being, you know, not here right now. Jonathan Jay, another KKCR programmer that isn't able to do his show for a variety of reasons, and management is dealing with that. This isn't something that it's easy to talk about. There is, if you will, our no dirty laundry clause.
Well, we don't really have any information. It's not really our place to talk about it now.
That's right.
We have procedures to take place, and Dean will go through all this stuff and sort out the facts, mm-hmm. and, you know. And then we also have a procedure if a number of people or if the programmer or whoever it is feels that Dean didn't make an appropriate decision, we have a process for that, too.
Or whoever the station manager is
bit Hebrew.
Right.
You know what I mean? Instead of having a prayer for everything, we've got a process for everything. But that's the way we can be fair like that, mm-hmm. you know? It's mm-hmm. like when you were a little kid. Isn't one of the first things you heard was, that's not fair? That's important stuff,
mm-hmm.
to be fair,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, and to know that there is, if you will, a process, and what that process looks like. How do the listeners get engaged in that process?
Got another call here.
Yep, so I'm going to put you on the air. Aloha, caller, you are on the air. Oh, here we go. Caller, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes.
And we can hear you.
Good.
Thank you for calling in.
I didn't hear the first hour, so I'm just going from what I've heard from the top of the hour.
Okay.
And I'd have to say, I've never heard a program on this radio station that wasn't up to snuff. I mean, you guys are great. You're all very eminently qualified in your individual areas of expertise. And I don't know what's going on with John Jay, but I know he's the coolest guy I've ever talked to. on the radio station, and that's saying something.
There you go.
You guys got some amazing talent, and I guess half of them are at the Grateful Dead concert in Boulder, and I just wish I was with them. But that's sort of beside the point. Anyway, gee, I think we got the best station. I know Glenn Frey would be is just thrilled with this legacy he left behind, and we have to continue. And I think all the speakers, all the DJs are eminently qualified for their particular favorite type of music or whatever they do. And, you know, I just have to say it ranks right up at the top of my list for radio stations that I've ever been associated with. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, caller, and I do thank you for taking time just to give us some feedback, and it is what we try to do is provide for you, the listener, with information, entertainment, if you will, inspiration to do what you feel is necessary to continue to have a quality of life that we all want to see happen here on Kauai.
And let me just say, in case you don't realize, that whatever's going on with Jonathan or even Kaiulani, Dean doesn't react lightly.
Well,
if there's something's going on, that whatever Dean decided was, it's serious enough for Dean to have decided it. So it's not something that happens very frequently over here, whatever it is.
And, well, I really love talking to Jonathan Jay, and I don't have any pretend to know anything that's going on in this particular situation.
Yeah, and we're not today. This isn't the show to find out or talk about that. We brought it up in a broad sense, and it was mostly to for some people wondering why. Well, how come Kaiulani's not on the air? How come Jonathan Jay?
And also, what it is the fact finding thing. So that's what's going on now. I guess there's fact finding stuff that's going on, and then you know. Everybody will know what's going on,
and I've raised the issue at different times in regards to the dirty laundry policy, and how that serves us or doesn't serve us, and I'm appreciative that the community advisory board plays a role in looking at overall programming, that there is a program committee that looks at the overall quality. And trying to work with program management on how do we assess that, you know, the hours and I would say months and years taken up to kind of develop some of those standards, looking at other radio stations and looking at other entities that deal with some of the same issues that we have with volunteers or we have with listeners and the public interface with, if you will, radio and the media.
And also a lot of it is, too, like for me, talking as a cab person, I'm not really concerned about what I like or not. I'm mostly interested in what's going on, what the situation was, what the facts are about anything. And, you know, I'm not really interested in whether I like the program or not. I support KKCR for what it is.
As an entity.
Yeah, and I accept. And the opportunity for people to come in and, you know, broadcast important information
and
important music.
Folks like you, sir, that just called in to say, hey, I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I think you guys are doing a fine job, and I thank you for that. So thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling and listening and participating.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha, and have a great evening. You are listening to Kauai Community Radio. It is 5:15 or thereabouts, and again, because some folks weren't listening in the first hour, this is something that's coming up in the near future.
Aloha, KKCR Ohana. Kauai Community Radio is constantly evolving. In January, we will begin the 2016 KKCR Strategic Plan, and you are invited. In a series of public meetings, group discussions, collaborative workshops, and awesome station parties, we will review and rededicate ourselves to the future of Kauai Community Radio. Please get involved in the future of your radio station by emailing strategicplan@kkcr.org and stay tuned for more updates about the KKCR Strategic Plan, and mahalo for your participation.
There we go. Mahalo's for your participation in your community radio. It is 826-7771. And I am joined by Mickey Sussman here in the studio. And you are listening at home or on your mobile device or in your mobile device on the radio, in your car, somewhere. We've been listening to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She's a old-timey musician from, I would imagine, the 40s and 50s.
Like Cab Calloway era.
There we go. So from Cab Calloway era, one more. This one called This Train. Sounds like this.
Precious memories. No. Lonesome road. This train. I'm gonna see how many gonna ride on it. This train is a clean train. This train. This train. Because this train is a clean train, you know.
on this train. Let's ride the train. This train is on the way to glory. This train. Yeah, this train is on the way to glory. Ooh, this train. You know this train is on the way to glory. Everybody right here, they got to be holy, holy. This train is a clean train.
There we go, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She's definitely a iconic blues and spiritual singer. I just learned something from a caller who was just sharing that back in the day when she was performing, that it was difficult for her because she'd go from the spiritual gospel, if you will, clean living crowd, and then would kind of mix it up with those folks in the smoky honky-tonks and get down and dirty with the juke joint guys. And she was kind of ostracized for a little bit about that because she wasn't...
A pioneer.
She wasn't pure.
Yeah, but she sure had the guitar for it, I tell you.
She mix it up,
that, yeah. S.G. Gibson, right, is famous.
And then another caller, and both callers, I really appreciate the feedback you gave us. Another woman who shared that the last couple of weeks when our transmitter was down, of how that kind of has an impact. And yeah, we sometimes have technical difficulties getting our message out. And it really helps when people participate in our fund drive. If you're listening online, if you're one of the many right now who are listening online, you have an opportunity to go ahead and hit that donate tab button on our website, kkcr.org, and you can continue to support this gem of a radio station in the middle of the Pacific, to be specific. It is quite a radio station, and we love it. And for folks in Chula Vista and Stamford, Connecticut, and Oakland, California, and Aea, up there in the Aea plane. So we got a phone call. We're going to bring this person on up. Aloha, caller, you are on the air.
How are you today, gentlemen?
Well, we are well.
I'd like to say hello to Jonathan Jay, too. I think he's a great programmer, and I think whatever conflict there is resolved so he can get back on the air as quick as possible. I'm sure it can be worked out.
Absolutely.
It's minor in the grand scheme of things. It's
exactly.
Probably a lot of something about nothing, you know.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah. But you know there's certain pressures on KKCR. It's not a fully totally liberated, like you can't swear. You know, which it almost seems like trite in this world. I mean, you could, I don't know. It doesn't offend me if people use, you know, certain types of vulgar language. It's just like commonplace. I mean, you know, it's almost like saying dude. Hey, dude. You know, like some people, like in the old generation, they don't understand it. My dad, when I was talking with my dad, I go, well, dude, and he goes, I'm not your dude. You know, he's 92 years old, right? He wasn't with the lingo. He doesn't realize that everybody and everybody uses that slang these days.
But
right?
I guess at some point that was kind of an offensive term to some people.
Yeah, right. He didn't appreciate me saying dude like it was like, you know, like some kind of maybe like a cowboy hick or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, you know, there's pressures that don't necessarily like the free spirit, the beacon of enlightenment from KKCR. And they're maybe behind the scenes or they put pressure on people to make something out of nothing, like what probably happened with Jonathan Jay. But at any rate, what I wanted to say most especially is how much I appreciate Democracy Now on KKCR. It's the most wonderful program. I wish it was on twice a day so more people could listen to it. It's an awkward time from 11 till noon for a lot of people to listen to it versus the evening at like 7 o'clock or something like that.
Right.
It's just like you could make a program of about what goes on in Democracy Day, Democracy Now, and its own separate time slot. Like, well, what did they talk about on Democracy Now today and have a discussion about it? And one of the things, what was Jonathan Jay's old partner on his show?
Dave Giroux.
Hey, yeah. God bless Dave Giroux if he's listening. You're great, Dave. I hope all is going well. He used to always make references to, you know, whoa, I heard this on Democracy Now! Today. And then he'd talk a little bit
right.
about it.
Right.
And I really liked that. I felt like it was really quality time on the radio, you know, because you just can't, it doesn't get any better than KKCR and Democracy Now! And I just want to thank KKCR and all the supporters and the volunteers for making it happen. And you too, Jimmy, you're a fantastic guy. And have a nice day.
Well, bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate the call and the feedback. That is, you know, my sentiments about this place as well. That it is very unique and special.
I'd like to say a little something about Democracy Now, just
sure,
as off
ahead.
The record, not as the cab now.
Okay, you're,
tell you, when
you
it's
have
not
the
as,
mic.
I'm going to tell you when it's not the cab and when it is, okay? This is not the cab here. What I like about Democracy Now! Is, of course, Amy Goodman has a bias, like all of us, okay? But she does have people on that she interviews that are extremely brilliant and qualified to be talking about what they're talking about. That does not exist on 90% of the media. That's commercial, or even a lot of the nonprofits, you know, and that's why KKCR is appreciated, you know, worldwide, because of the experts, peer-reviewed experts who are on the program and being interviewed. And also that's happened on KKCR. We've had a number of incredibly brilliant people in here with groundbreaking broadcasting that doesn't happen on any other stations mm-hmm. or media outlets mm-hmm. in the entire state. And the other thing about swearing is the reason why probably my take on it is that those five words are not allowed, whatever they are, is because it's generally offensive to the majority of people. Of course, there are people that use that kind of terminology all the time.
Right.
You know,
and
we all use it sometimes. We all use it sometimes. But we're just trying to, the idea is to not, encourage it and to not just to try to have a more civil conversation about things, to be able to discuss things that are important to you without swearing and having using red button words that cause people to increase the drama and increase the emotion rather than calming down and having a rational discussion.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we talked a little bit about this, that's part of the balance that station management has to kind of wrestle with in regards to the message that comes out. And is that message offensive?
Dean's got to deal with all this stuff.
Well, it's just a trick, you know, a tricky or a slippery slope in regards to kind of navigating, because there aren't clear instructions. There isn't this guide or template that just gets followed.
And also, there never was at KKCR just recently. Now we have some standards and guidelines, and even those are not meant to be set in stone.
Right.
If somebody has a reason to do whatever they decide to do, it's up to them to go out of the standards or guidelines, and it may be more important than the standards or guidelines.
Well,
if it becomes a pattern, and if the whole community starts complaining about it, that's another issue. But those guidelines are, that's what they are, by definition, guidelines. And the standards are certain things that the community feels are just not acceptable. Well, like hate talk, hate language.
There's that. There is also the, if you will, moneyed interest that sometimes has a way of influencing decision making at all levels. And so that is one of the, if you will, kind of tricky areas that management and us volunteers as well, when we get into the booth, when we take the Kuleana on to become a host, when we volunteer to, whether it's music or it's talk, that there is kind of an obligation that you work towards those standards.
But you're going to be controversial no matter what you do.
Well, we talked a little bit about
that. Standards are protecting you.
What does that word provocative mean? Does provocative means that you're provoking someone, or does it cause you to think and cause you to maybe stop and kind of consider that possibility? And so we spent a long time at the board or committee level of trying to think, is provocative something we want out of our talk show hosts?
What do we mean by that?
And what do we mean by that?
Can we define that?
And again, for you, the listener, that is part of the conversation today of just, what do you want to hear? What do you want to get? Obviously, there's people, when the talk shows come on, man, they turn the station. They don't want to hear another talking head.
We have no control over what the callers have to say, except for the five words, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really just up to the host how skillful they want to be, you know, with trying to be fair.
To try to navigate that.
Yeah, and try to adhere to KKCR's mission as much as reasonable or possible. You know, just do the best they can.
That's it. And so 826-7771 will get you through. I've got a wonderful volunteer who stepped in to answer phones for us, so I don't hit them with the fat fingers. So come 826-7771. The phone lines are open. We're ready to parlay with you. And we also have some here we go. A little bit of information got to share with you every now and then on our community radio station, the station that loves you.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
And we are joined in the booth with Mickey Sussman, the chair of the Community Advisory Board, my guest today. You were saying that your next radio show will be Monday, August
29th, I think it is.
Okay,
so
that's the last Monday of August. And you guys do that about three or four times a year?
Every other month or every 2 months. But anybody that has any ideas for what needs to be discussed, you know, we open it up to what's relevant to the community. And personally, I don't like listening to myself unless I've got something to say. So I'm more than happy to have, you know, I'm just responsible for organizing it. I'm not the one who makes any decisions about what gets said. So anybody that's interested in anything that's important, you're welcome to contact us and join us.
Yeah. Nice. We got a phone call. Caller on the air?
No.
Staying, if you will, a silent observer.
Well, you've got something queued up there.
Yeah.
It might be another SG sound. Somebody who's
play some music
jumped on that
there?
Gibson sound.
There we go. We'll play this one from, we're shifting gears a little bit.
Another 40 years.
Yeah, moving forward. Another band that's celebrating their 50th anniversary, playing rock and roll music.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
There we go. It is about 5:48. Yep, and time is on our side. I've got a community advisory board member of the Kekahu Foundation, Mickey Sussman, here with me, and we are talking about a variety of things related to Kauai Community Radio and the gem of the Pacific. free speech radio, as it's often referred to, but our community radio is definitely listener and membership supported, volunteer driven, and we have I think is it three dedicated professionals that help manage the day-to-day operations of this station.
Paid staff.
Four. Now that I'm reminded of our latest addition, so big mahals to our staff for every week.
Being in the middle of all this.
Making sure that the lights are working and that the air conditioning is working, that the new music is in the right spot, that the computers can turn on and off, all those good things that we need to have happen. And so your contribution as a listener, as a member, as a supporter, as a patron, mahalo's for that. We just got done with our spring fun drive and our membership drive. We got 170 plus new members, $65,000 raised in a 10-day period. So thank you for all your contributions.
175 new members.
173 according to the board.
Really?
So,
that may be the biggest
new haul, yeah,
of members in quite a while.
Yeah, so some direct feedback for us, the volunteer and staff here at KKCR. We appreciate that. And it is, if you will, a privilege to be in the booth. It's not a right. It's not something that is bestowed upon anyone.
Nobody owns their programs here.
And that's true. It's not. I mean, I think if you were no longer willing to do it, it probably won't get done.
That's something new will come in.
Well, that's what we look for. If you're interested in getting involved at any level, you want to just be a volunteer and see how things go, 826-7774, and you can leave your name, your number. You could go to the website, kkcr.org, and there's a listener survey. There's also give us a comment, feedback. We want to know what you think, and we want you to be engaged. We would love for you to be the newest volunteer at our volunteer-driven radio station. It's a community radio station. It's not a public radio station. We do get some funds from the county, or rather from the federal government. I think the county funds are few and far between. I don't think we get any money from the state. So federal funds come through the Corporation for Community Broadcasting, the CPCB or something like that.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
There you go. Thank you.
And we're in good company.
CPBC.
And CBC. I mean, another thing we could talk about a little bit is Corporation for Public Broadcasting, really what it is. It's not a some kind of entitlement program that you automatically go apply for. There's some pretty serious standards to be able to get funding. You know, I'm not that familiar with the law about everything, but it's not just something that you go feed from a trough. And it was designed originally, we talked about this a little bit on the CAB show, it was designed kind of to level the playing field and have a media outlet for educating our society. And instead of being compromised by selling products, which is what the commercial radio is, and that's another, and it's put us in a different, put us at a different level,
right?
From not having our underwriting standards are different. We really don't. I said it before. We really don't have advertising here,
right?
Because there are no calls to action, and there is no disinformation or misinformation in order to sell a product. What we have is just simply stating the business that's supporting the station and what they're offering. Pretty much that's it. And, again, not every underwriting message is like that, but generally speaking, that's what we strive for. And a lot of the underwriters also underwrite on KKCR because they support our mission of educating people as opposed to selling product.
Mm.
And there are businesses that advertise on commercial radio that want to sell their product, and that's fine. I'm not making a judgment about it, but I'm acknowledging that a lot of our underwriters that support the station are underwriting for more than for the greater good. And that's their participation in it. So thank you.
Thank you. And with that, on The limited time I've got left, I've got a couple things I need to play, but I do want to let you know in 15 minutes or thereabouts, the evolution will continue on Kauai Community Radio. Dove will be here after a successful week-long tour of the island state, hosting musicians from around the world, culminating with a wonderful Sunday evening for many people on island with Mana Fest. Dove is back in the hot seat at 6 o'clock, followed by Slim at 8 o'clock. The mystery train will roll in and depart around 10, where the Commodore will embark and take over the helm at 10 o'clock with his Loco Moco musical madness that starts in the late hours on this Thursday night. I want to play this because it is on my program log and it says I should do that, so I will do it just like this.
Innovative Giving Enhancement Music and Art Immersions presents a benefit concert featuring the legendary Tim Bloom of the Mother Hips and Jason Crosby on Saturday, July 2nd at the Church of the Pacific at 7 p.m. A benefit for musician medical expenses. Tickets at innogiven.org/tickets. innogiven.org/tickets or 503-720-1699.
There we go. So mahalo's for our folks who contribute in many different ways. I've got Mickey Sussman here in the booth. He is the community advisory board member. A spirited discussion while the music plays about KKCR and some of the things that we do. We want to also let you, the listener, know that there are many ways for you to contribute, not just financially, but that there are program committees that are looking for general membership from the community at large. We have a community advisory board that is looking for folks from the community to give us feedback, to provide us with a little bit of hand on the, if you will, finger on the pulse or a barometric reading of what's going on in your neighborhood, what's going on your side of the island, what you would like to see more of or what you'd like to see less of or hear less of on your community radio station. And Mickey, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved for listeners that are just joining us here on Out of the Box for the last 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm a founding member. Two of my kids were taught by Butch Kekahu's mom in preschool. I've known the family for, I don't know, 40 years. And
for folks who don't know who Butch Kekahu is.
Butch is the namesake of our foundation. The family is the namesake of our foundation. And for many years, Butch was a leader in the sovereignty movement when it was not cool. And, nobody hardly knew what was going on. And Butch was He was another mentor, another pioneer. The whole family was like that. And most of them are not around anymore. The kids are around, and some of the nieces and nephews, the new generation is around. But I was involved with that, and I was also involved with some of the community organizations. And also I got, let's just say that I got involved that way. And things progressed, and then Carol Bain asked me to join the community advisory board, and I guess I'm involved mostly. I never really wanted a program, and I want to say also at this point, I really appreciate all the programmers who get up here and do their shows. And I don't have to like your music, what you play. That's irrelevant. I appreciate that you get up here and do this, you know? I can listen to KPFA. I can listen to K-Mud. I can listen to anything I want. We all can, you know? And even if I didn't listen to anything, I still would support KKCR, and I still would be an underwriter because I want to support what's going on here. And that's why I'm involved. And that's why I'm involved with the Community Advisory Board, because I'm trying to get some processes down where we can be fair to everybody.
So I just want to share that because we've talked about the mission of KKCR and the KKO Foundation. I'm just going to read it straight off our website. The KKCR is an independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. KKCR seeks to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, preserve and perpetuate and celebrate Hawaiian culture, and reflect the diversity of the local and world community. KKCR provides a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices and music. The Kekahu Foundation facilitates this broadcasting opportunity. And that, I think, is what the importance part of that is, that the Kekahu Foundation facilitates the broadcasting opportunity. Volunteers show up to help it happen. Volunteers make the program proposal to say, I want to do a show on Zydeco music, or I want to do a show on organic gardening, or I want to do a show on high school sports. That proposal gets pushed through to the program coordinator, the station manager, and then a relationship develops. There is an expectation that there's volunteer hours. You do things for the station. You learn. You're part of a training cohort of different people that are learning how to do things, what to do, what not to do, and to kind of hone some of those skills necessary to be on your own on the airwaves at the given time your program airs.
I think also it's important to recognize that KKCR is not just a radio station. We also, because of the connection with the Kekahu Foundation, we are our foundation that runs a radio station. But we are a foundation with a mission. We just, like I said before, we aren't just playing radio. You know, we have a mission for why we develop the station and why we continue to come in and volunteer and why we, you know,
do what we do.
Defend our right to have this radio station and to broadcast information. You know, so that's really a lot of the motivation. And I think it's important. A lot of people that are involved with Kekahu, you don't see the Kekahu Foundation daily. If you walk in here, you don't necessarily see the foundation, the Kekahu Foundation. You see the radio station. But it's important to know where all this stuff came from and the history. And that's, you know, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we, you know, we struggle with all these policies and all these meetings and everything, so we can be Pono, because that's our mandate. That's our foundation mandate.
Right. And that's a key thing. I remember having a conversation with someone who was like, what importance is that, having a mission? I mean, does that keep the lights on? Does that pay the staff? Does that help define standards? And in a way, yes, it does.
It sustains that kind of activity. You can pay the staff and you can keep the lights on, but unless you have something to sustain it, you know, it's not going to continue to keep happening.
And
this is way more important than one show.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is true. So I wanted to, again, let folks know that weren't listening to the first hour on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Kapaw Safeway intersection there where the light is. There will be a gathering of drums, gathering of peoples who are concerned about the RIMPAC impact. And RIMPAC, for folks who aren't aware, is a every other year military exercise, I guess. It's the largest of its kind in the Pacific. It is the Rim of Pacific Military Games. So I guess in some ways it's like the military Olympics that happened just off the waters of Kauai. And there are a number of concerns, from environmental and cultural to social and economical concerns about this type of activity for the state and for the inhabitants. Obviously, some people have no problems with it, and some have significant problems with it. So if you are one of the people that would like to bang your drum for peace and bang your drum for protest against the impact of RIMPAC, Saturday, 10 a.m., bring your drum, bring your friend's drum, and come on down and get into the rhythm of things.
If you feel like it. That's not a call to action.
That is not a call to action.
And also, you can just come and meet those people if you feel inclined, and maybe something good will come of it that you may not have intended.
There you go. For more information as well, the local group, Oceans Coalition for Peace, I neglected to find out exactly when they're next showing of Sonic Seas. Sonic Seas is a documentary highlighting the impact of electromagnetic frequency and sonic sonar stuff going on in our local waters. So Saturday, you can join the The Drummers, if you want to go to Koloa Neighborhood Center tonight, the movie is being shown, and hopefully I can find out when that next showing is tomorrow night. There will be some additional showings of movies that are related to both the military impact and the militarization of the Pacific and the impact that it has on local people and culture. So, Mickey, we are at the end of our show. Any last comments? Any last thoughts?
Just thank you for everybody for doing what you can and doing what you do and continue. And don't ever think that it doesn't count, because it does.
There we go. So with that, I am going to close out with Sister Rosetta Thorpe. We did get a chance to hear a little bit, so we'll hear that as we go out. Stay tuned for Dove. His presence is felt in the room. We will be seeing him shortly. You will be hearing him soon enough on our way out with Sister Rosetta Thorpe. Didn't It Rain? That as we go out, stay tuned for Dove. His presence is felt in the room. We will be seeing him shortly. You will be hearing him soon enough. On our way out with Sister Rosetta. Didn't It Rain?
Is it delayed?
Oh, yeah. Just to know we can study the rain and sing. And the people are so sweet to stay here.